Wakil of the government. Take for instance those the zakat collectors. If they collect it from you, those that are appointed by the government, the Islamic government. If they collect it from you and it gets lost, you are free. Those that collect zakat is supposed to be during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they collect it from you and something happens to it of destruction, you are free. So but if the person that you are given it to on your own behalf, if the person does not deliver it and you are aware of that, you can't say what I'm free. You are not free because that person is representing you. If the person loses the money, you can't say you are free. You have to pay it back. So unless if you are not aware, you have trusted that person and that person now acts in a contrary way that you are not aware of. In that case you are free because Allah will not punish us for what we do not know. So Allah. Is the problem qualified to take it? If the problem is qualified, why not give me as a recipient?
And now,
this is the that we have to have. No, he has not given it to Allah assisted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said everyone of us. When somebody says you are a wakil, when somebody says what you are a wakil, you don't take out of it. Somebody is giving you zakat as a wakil of it. You don't take out of that zakat, or you don't take the zakat. Say that what you are entitled to do. Because the person has not given it to you as a profit. He has asked you to what to give it to those who are the recipients. So if you know you are qualified to take it, tell the person that you are taking me as a recipient, but I'm also what? I'm also entitled. Then the person cannot say no, take it. Or you say, you are not the one that I want to give it to. So a lot of people, you know, will do things like this that are not there. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If you give someone, you have to facilitate something for you. If that thing is something that people should buy for, it's not your own right, but what that wants to make it your own right, what you have given is right. Now I'm saying, if you give somebody, for instance, now, saying that so that when you are, you are forced that you may be in need of something, from him, maybe he's in charge of something, maybe somebody is, the minister for so and so, and you know you will be interested in some project, so to say, yes. So you are not giving in so that when you don't ask for that project, you will give you. That is right. That is not you, it was a right. Because you are asking, you are expecting to give something, and that thing does not belong to me. If that thing belongs to me, then that is what that falls under, given expecting the person to also watch give. So when you give somebody, is it permissible for you to also expect the person that this thing that I'm giving you, I'm expecting something, is it permissible? We say it's permissible. But that thing must be owned by the person that you are expecting that thing from. If that person that you are expecting something from is also a wakil from another person, it's cheating that person. It's not being sincere to that person. Because he has gotten something for his own benefit at the expense of another person. So what the person has given to one will be what? Bribing that thing. Because you are not the owner of that thing. Say for instance now, a mechanic repairs my car and instead of giving him 5,000 that he has been asked for, I gave him 10 or 20,000. The gift. So it is good for you to also reciprocate that. When you attempt to assist me in doing something. But this is when it is not, when it is the owner of that shop. If it's not the owner of the shop, if I give him more than what is needed, he should not deliver it to his boss or to his office.
Maybe an employee is a gift. Is it upon the person giving, or is it only upon the person being given to deliver to the transport?
Now, we have two things. One should not encourage people to do that. There is something that is very, very difficult to understand. Take for instance, maybe let me say, maybe a man working in a PSTN come to install something, for instance. Let me give you a typical example. Now they want you to give them something. But giving them that thing is what? It's haram, as long as they are not going to watch. Because they have been paid for that thing that is come to install. This is what they are employed for. So when you give them something, you are encouraging them, and this is what has destroyed this country. Something that you are supposed to do, you will not do it unless you are given something. So those who refuse to give, you put their paper on that. So those who give, you bring their paper out. So with this, a lot of money will be bought, collected, houses will be built, cars will be bought. So many things in Germany. Not through your salary, but towards the bribes that one is collecting. This is the major problem of this country. So, but someone may say, but you know, just to appreciate what they have done, at least the man has tried. He has tried, fine, and he's been paid for yours, for his efforts. He's employed for that purpose. If he's not satisfied with that salary that he's been given, he should complain to them or resign. How do you play? So, it is not good for us to give a person like that unless if he has used his own money to do some things that what the government or the employer has not asked him to do. But he has done it so that this thing will be what this is the way out and be a better way of solving this problem. He cannot compensate from that. So one should avoid as much as possible. As I said, the problem that is difficult, but the blunt truth is that this is what destroys the nation. That is the blunt truth. So I want to that you say, if it is open, let's say in the West, a person can be moved from office because of things like this. In Ireland, somebody told me about 4 or 5 years ago, because before he left, the president, the prime minister, so to say, then, was having problems because he gave a contract to the company who he had relationship with before he became the president. So his opponents, the opposition, they went and beat out this matter. They said, this people that they are giving contract now is because of what his relationship with them before. He said before he left, most likely he's going to what? He's going to be impeached. And many countries like that. But here in Nigeria, everything goes. And how we take this thing back to Islamic judgment, Islamic queen, that is exactly what Islam says. You know, I've learned that Tobiya, I've learned Tobiya, the companion, whom the Prophet Allah sent to collect the zakat. He collected the zakat, right? And some people also gave him something where he collected the zakat. Typical example. Huh? And when he got to the Messenger of Allah, look at that one. He said, this is what you have asked me to collect, for how the yi abidya, and it is what? A gift. Why do you, what do you do? Do not report the other side. You only report what? The product that you have been sent to collect. The abidya, no. Don't talk about that. Huh? But this man, that was a pushing to say what? This is what? The product that I have been asked to collect, that which belongs to the Muslim. But how many Abiyas? The Prophet of Allah was angry. He mounted the minbar and he said, why is it that what? We will ask one of you to do something much better than what now, and we have given him what will be sufficient for him, and he will come and tell us that this is what Abiy Abiyas is for us. He should have sat in the house of his father or mother so that the Abiyah will come and not meet him there. So this is something that is simple. In the West, they will not say this. If any person, any officer or official is caught doing this, and this, the person will lose his job and a lot of things like this. But it is something that what you feel, you are stingy. Don't let us be stingy. Let us. The type of what 9 days. This is not 9 days. This is what abating corrupt practices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what
come. Maybe when you went out like that, you were both in this country and went. Anytime you are in this country, you think it's your boss, that you come with practice and you think it's four times, 7 times, so I lost your work. My boss will be your IQ. I respect
you. Well, now with respect to the one who say the boss, if has become a practice that they will take it, then in that case, al-ma'ruf al-rufan kal-mashroof shartan. What is known in the custom is like what is what? Regulated. That if you know that the owner of the company, the owner of the employer will ask you to take it, then it will watch, it will be stopped. But if you know that your owner will not accept that, then make sure you do the right thing. But if you know you will accept it because he has asked to take it on several occasions, then in that case it will be stopped. I tell it to be stopped because at times you may take some that when you get to know you become what? Angry. Because things like this make one what compromise. Take for instance, maybe I'm telling this dog, for instance, maybe it goes for 15,000 naira. But I can sell it 20,000 naira. My boss said what I should sell it 50,000 naira. But if somebody buys it to 15,000 naira, the person, you know, the person going, you can sell it. Somebody now comes, the person, because he will give me often and often, he says to you, go change, and move 15,000. So I will not start from where my boss asked me to start. Because if the boss is abroad, I've been collecting some things as gifts from him. So I want to favor him where I was favoring my boss. If my boss gets to know about this, will he be happy? Then he gets to know that if as a result of the money, the gifts that I've been collecting from this man that has affected his own work, profit, will he be happy? Who will be happy? And that way, let us live it the way the Prophet has led it. So, if it's been sanctioned by the owner of it, then this will watch. This will be the source. But if it's not sanctioned, let us make sure we report it to the owner of all our money. Very clear. I've answered the question during the course of the lecture. So ordinary leaders will fall under right in writing ordinary. But if your right will be denied, if you don't do that, then you can do it in order to get your right. But if there is a way of correcting that malpractice, so it is good to correct. Take for instance, maybe you can report the lecturer to the authority and he will take the appropriate step on it. Everyone should not want to report, one should not give the institution chance. But when you know that the authority and the lecturer are the same thing, so you know that reporting yours is like you are compounding the issue. In that case, you give. So the person that has collected will be the one that is painful. So what you have done is not right. What you have done is that you have forced somebody forces you to give up your rights. Wallahu a'lam. No, that if it is going to affect you, that will not be, it won't be a good thing. But if you don't want to, you are ready to bear the consequences, they are not even to you. As I've said, like somebody who does not have much to eat and decides to keep up what is going to eat, decides to give it to somebody. As long as it's not going to complain, So the same thing happens to or applies to someone who finds themselves in a situation like this. Now say, no, I'm not going to. Who will need things to destroy? Who will need it may cost me my right that it will forfeit them. If he decides so, there is no harm. But he shouldn't be complaining after that. Because you have evidence is being that justifies things like this. Like when two men came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way he looked at them, like both of them are capable, it can work. What are you now asking? And he said, if you feel I will give you, if you feel like what, taking it. But the way I look at you is like what, you are not qualified to take this thing. But you feel you are qualified, so I will give you. The same thing, in a protocol saying, some of you will come to me and I will give what I've given to you because it's fire. So combine the celebrity of Allah, you have said this strict statement and you are still giving them. He said, in Allah yaqba alayya al-bukhl. Allah has told me not to be stingy. Wa yaqbaw na an yasaloon. And these people, they will not, yaqbaw na an yasaloon. They will not cease to watch. So ask me, what will I do? I will give them. So if there is anything on that, in that, it will be born by then. So if there is a situation that will warrant one, given something like that, it's not the thing on one part as bright. It is the person who has collected it that should be seen as somebody who has collected another person's right. Allah. If he reaches the saw, you know the year must go on it. So if he reaches the saw, you will know it's what at the end of every year on it. When I say every year, that is when the year goes on it. You look at it, how much is the saw today? If it is up to the saw, then that means you have to pay the car. So it does not really matter whether you are saving for art, you are saving for marriage, you are saving for. As long as you have not used it. Zakat is also obligatory. Zakat comes to what? Marriage can be obligatory. So if somebody, instead of somebody who has money, instead of paying for art and marriage, which one comes first?
Marriage.
Because if you commit dinner, how can someone tell you are telling me? Why is it you have money? Somebody is saying, I'm telling you. Well, that is also clear. In a situation like that, the one who is taking you or delivering you, it is only in your mind that you use God in the meeting. If they have treated everybody like that, nobody will admit that about this traffic law delivery, nobody. So the issue is what we have broken the law. And this is the penalty for any person who breaks the law. So that they pay you to transfer, so you have to pay the money. That is it. That is what you will collect. If there is what, if there is outrageousness, so to say, in it that goes against me. But being, for being fined, for having broken the rule, Islam also supports this. This is not at all a ta'zim. This is not as a ta'zim. So it is permissible to be. Now, you know that people who are, because they are not invested in making money for the government, they are invested in what? Making money for themselves. So, how do you do in a situation like this? You don't give them. And if you give them, you are what? Assisted in. There is no doubt about that. So regardless of the person who does, whether the person is a sheikh or the person is a malam or not, what is clear is clear. Given that he was abating him, you have considered, okay, instead of paying that penalty to the government boss, or given them this less, let me give this less. This less that you have given, you have what? Abated him. So it is good that the right thing is the one to pay the real penalty that one is to pay. That is the right thing. So, not in the order of the law. No, but in the situation where they say you are going to pay 5,000, Why do you collect 2,000 or 1,000 from you? So what is something like that happens? We take me also for later the room like that. The brother give us the right. As he was passing the garden now, the crossing so to say, and he said, so this place is one way. One, there is no any sign that this was used to give me God one way. In that case, you know, we have not done something wrong. Because where there is no work, there is no sin. So you have to tell us, put the thing clearly that this place is one way. There is no violation. But there is no any sign that this is one way. You just want to punish people like that. So if one has a way to judge that, this is what promised you. But on that day, the man wanted us to settle in something. And I said, what type of encouragement is this? Let us go to the office. He said, our office is not far, let's go here. So I knew from his statement that he was not interested in what taking us to the office. He wanted to get something from us. So I insisted. I said, you take us to the office. He said, we are not mad. If you have put time and time there, we wouldn't have watched. But, so, you did not put, if you did not put any time there that this is watched, it's one way. So, because he was trying to tell us that you know that this thing that you have done, but now you have to go and do psychiatric whatever I said. So, I insisted that day. He later left us, he allowed us to go. And we are looking at the office, not very far from he allowed us to go. He said, Abba, we will tell you. But the best thing is the best thing for one to respect the law. If one disrespects the law or violates the law, one should be ready to also pay the penalty. So Allah. And this is something that you know, a lot of us when we are driving we make calls. Huh? One, it has been established that when you make while driving when you make calls, the danger that you are exposed to is worse than the danger of the drunkard who is driving. Huh? Because the concentration will not be there. So online listening is not okay. But the fact that maybe you are a Malam or you are a Sheikh, if you do that, don't say after all, don't ready to argue on things like that. You have done something that is wrong and one will be penalized. It happened to Sheikh Muslimin of Mawlaw Ta'ala. He was being driven by somebody, the driver. So the driver now drove beyond the speed limit. So the Sheikh was living in his car. So he just noticed that this man was touched by somebody. When they looked at the person inside the car, they discovered that it was shaking with the name of Imam Allah Ta'ala. He said, so they allowed the man to go. So the Sheikh, after some distance, the man asked, what was the problem there? The man said, I broke the traffic law. He said, okay, I'll go back. So he had to come back, and when he got there, the Sheikh asked, what is the penalty for somebody who broke or breaks the law? They said, so and so. He said, okay, bring half of it. I will also assist you with it. Ordinarily, why to be here or to be you? We said, you have to die. For me, that is what I am from Allah to hand. They are people who keep the word to the Lord of Allah. Who believe they are those guilty? And if you look at the life of the companions, you see this, when they are guilty of something, something may happen between the woman and Abu Bakr, and they take it so, and they give judgment, as they did that woman will be reported, or will be punished. So they don't come to Allah, or this are the good of our or do this and anybody can watch, make mistakes. Let's say somebody is taking the king, another person, and he's taking the king, another person. In Islam, the penalty is there. Huh? فَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا قَمَعًا فَتَحْرِرُ to the end of the verse. So whoever kills the believer, that one is taking it. Not very good. The person who does that may be ashamed, may be hurt. Not every man that the penalty is hurt. It's there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given the knowledge. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين.
يعني